Hi, everyone. My name is Gary Oders. I was a 2005 graduate of Rutgers. I was a computer science economics double major. After college, I didn't go directly into the technology world. I spent a little bit of time with my cousin's commodities trading firm on the floor of the New York Mercantile Exchange. So I was running around yelling buy and sell and throwing pieces of paper at people. So that was a fun diversion for a little while, but I really wanted to get back into the tech side of things. So I threw my resume out to 1,000 different places, interviewed at a number of them, and I ended up at Bloomberg LP, which is where I am now, and I've been there for going on 2.5 years now. I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with Bloomberg, but we're mainly a provider of financial data and analytics to all the major market players in the finance world. We're not an investment advisor like Vanguard. We're simply a provider of data for people to make investment decisions. We do that a couple ways. You know, we have a TV and radio network that a lot of people are familiar with. It's usually like channel 217 on your cable box. You'll see Bloomberg News there. But our core product and our main revenue stream is our Bloomberg Terminal software. It's a software package that clients run on their desktop PC, and it really enables them to analyze any financial instrument in the world, no matter what it is or how exotic. You can run historical analysis, what-if scenarios, portfolio analytics, which is what I specialize in. It's a premium piece of software. It's about $2,000 a month to access it. When you lease a Bloomberg terminal, you also have to lease a private T1 line at least, if not a DS3, straight into our private network. We maintain one of the largest private networks in the world. We have point-of-presence routers in almost every major city around the world that our customers tail into. Then that eventually makes its way back to one of our two data centers. We have one in Princeton, New Jersey. Actually just moved to Dayton. We built a brand new one there. We also have one in Lower Manhattan. They're both redundant of each other and can support, you know, all of our customers if one is taken offline. It's a massive operation that we have. We take in feeds from hundreds of exchanges around the world. I saw a fun statistic the other day. I'm sure you guys have seen those old ticker, like stock tickers that, in the 1920s they used to disseminate stock information over. 50s. Thanks. Sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking like 1929 stock market crash. But if you were to take the data throughput that we feed in from all the exchanges around the world, that stock ticker would be moving at Mach 12 just to support our peak data rates from exchanges. We have about 3.5 petabytes of data on file. A petabyte is 1,000 terabytes, if you're not familiar with that. 90% of that is accessed at least once a day. So it's a huge living data set that we have, and it has to be available very quickly. We've kind of made a name for ourselves over the years being very reliable and very fast. We'll spend exorbitant amounts of money making sure our analytic runs in 500 milliseconds versus 700 milliseconds, because it's, you know, as I said, it's a premium product, and our trader, you know, the traders that use it demand a lot of it. So, you know, we spend a lot of time and resources making sure we have the most reliable system available. To that end, we've built a lot of custom technology over the years when off-the-shelf solutions didn't meet our expectations. The original system was designed in 1981. Back then, there was no internet, there was no concept of TCP/IP or any of that, so they built a lot of custom protocols to support the software. Since then, we've ported it to be much more modern, but the concept is still the same. When off-the-shelf stuff doesn't meet our needs, we roll our own. So we have a number of database packages we've designed to support our data needs and our throughput. We have what we call our ticker plant, where we handle all these feeds coming in. Middleware that we've designed. We have our own UI toolkits to drive the Bloomberg terminal. So pretty much everything under the sun is in play at Bloomberg. We have very high-level app developers, which is what I've been doing for the past 2 years. So I actually work with sales to spec out our new designs, and I implement it, go out to the customers, show it to them. They give us our feedback. Go back and tweak it based on their suggestions. Bloomberg has a very interesting software development model. A lot of places, you'll be given this concrete spec, you'll build it to that spec, and you'll give it to the customer, and that's the process. Bloomberg, we're much more evolutionary and kind of an iterative process. The customers will come to us with an idea saying, for example, it would be great if you could build me a bond yield analysis tool that could do X. And we'll say, yeah, that is probably a good idea. You're probably right there. So we'll build something up. It won't be perfect. It'll probably blow up if they type in the wrong thing. But customers are okay with that. It's kind of interesting in that regard. they love to just get their hands on new analytics and use it because it helps them do their job more quickly. And they give us their feedback. They say, all right, this is great, but what if it could do this? Say, oh, yeah, that is a pretty cool idea. So we'll go back, come up with a new iteration, bring it out to them, show it to them, let them play with it. So it goes back and forth, and it kind of breeds a very interesting pride in the product in our customers. They feel like they helped build what we sell to them, which is kind of neat. We have a software development rollout cycle that's ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. We roll out code every day. We now have the ability to push it out instantly to our customers, so we can privilege people on the fly in real time to hit new code. So the system's constantly growing. We have about 270,000 customers around the world. The company itself is about 10,000 people. So that's a quick day-to-day run-through of Bloomberg. I specialize, as I said, in portfolio analytics, so I build tools that enable our customers to put all of their securities into the system, their list of stocks and bonds and mortgages and that sort of thing that they own, and they run analytics on that bucket of securities, figure out what kind of risk exposure they have, what kind of market events could hurt them, what's the worst loss they can expect on that portfolio. They can monitor it in real time and figure out up to the second how much money they've made or lost for the day and figure out why they made that money. Was it because they picked good stocks? Was it because they picked bad sectors? Currencies, how are they playing into the whole, the whole deal? So that's really what I specialize on. As I said, I've been mainly a high-level app developer. Recently, though, I'm moving up more into the financial engineering side. So I'm going to be building a risk engine, which basically takes in a number of factors and then enables our customers to run very complex scenarios on them and figure out, say, for example, if September 11th were to happen again, what would happen to the value of my portfolio, or Black Monday, for example. So it's a really powerful toolkit that no one else in the industry really does, so we're really attacking that aggressively. That's one of the things that Bloomberg does really well. We go after every little niche in the market. We have to do that because when you lease our software, it's a one-stop shop. It's $2,000 a month, and you get everything. You can analyze every financial instrument in the world. So that's a fairly expensive investment for a professional to make or a company to make. And we have competitors that just do bits and pieces of it, and they'll give it to their customers for maybe $150 a month. So to keep our product selling, we have to make sure we're the best in every sector out there. We really have to make sure that companies can justify spending $2,000 a month for our product, especially when the economy takes a downturn, because our sales are obviously directly tied to the performance of the companies that use the software. So that's really one of the interesting things about the company, is we really aggressively attack every little spot that we can find, every little exploit that we can in the market. So that's a quick run through what I do day to day. I'm sure you guys can ask some questions later on, but that's about it.